and WVIP HD4 New Rochelle.
WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where Brandy gets practical and personal here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Sexually transmitted diseases, tattoos, what age groups come to mind when I mention those two concepts? 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, Brand Talk. And here's something else. And one of those I have even had myself. And I have in the studio TJ McCormick. And he is aghast when I have just mentioned that I had one of those two things myself. Come on. 914-636-0110. But the first.
You think you know a guy.
Anyway, we're here at Brand Talk. And what we do here at Brand Talk is we talk about brands, personal brands.
And a lot of other stuff, apparently.
We talk about personal brands, your brand. And we use, you know what we do, TJ? And that's TJ McCormick.
Hello there.
You've heard of him on the comedy circuit. You've seen him on Fox News. You've seen him on Fox Business. You see him all over the country. He is a great brand. And sharing in the responsibilities today, my good friend, colleague, Mr. TJ McCormick.
Ta-da.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
sweet
yes,
it
yes.
is.
It is so sweet. And so what we want to do is we want to get into that question of the week. And I have two other things that I want to get people talking about, or at least considering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, TJ?
Yeah.
What do you think? Now cut that out.
He's in his
now,
Jack Benny pose.
Yes. What do you think that President Obama and Tim Tebow have in common? And that's another little thought we have going.
What
and if you have any thoughts on that, 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. But let's get back to venereal diseases or sexually transmitted diseases and tattoos. And the one thing that John Tantillo did, but I'll save that for a little later.
That's a, you know, that's not exactly a win-win.
No.
To have had one of the two.
Well,
wow.
But you see, I'm going against type here,
right?
Or going against brand as the name, you know, the name of the
You're
show,
darn right.
Right? But when I tell you what I did, then it will all make sense. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. We're on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Brand Talk. So a friend of mine is a physician.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida.
All right.
And he had mentioned to me that one of the communities that will remain nameless has the largest incidence of sexually transmitted diseases. And the population is over 65 years of age.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Could you believe that?
Wow.
Okay. And I was doing a little thinking. I said, really? Are the seniors getting it on, or what is going on? And what we found out after some investigation, when asking around, it appears that if we look at, and this is what's great about branding and about demographics and analyzing, and this is what this show is all about.
Right.
And what we want to try to do is analyze what's going on in terms of trends and demographics and all that wonderful stuff.
Right.
Okay. It appears that men over the age of 65, actually over the age of 70, are very scarce. There are not very many.
There's not many men. Guys.
There's not many men over the age of 70. And there's the old joke.
Right.
Why do men die before their wives?
Why?
Because they want to. Only kidding. All my women listeners, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
A woman told me that in Miami.
That's a
very funny joke.
That's very funny.
But anyway, it seems that they get invited to these cocktail parties at the bars.
Right.
And who goes to these parties but younger women of the night? So when they talk about the oldest profession in the world. This is the oldest brand in the world.
Right. Okay.
What's going on is that these older men are frolicking with these newbies.
So it's not so much amongst the inhabitants of these communities. Because I was going to say, if it's just that, well, you know, let's put things in perspective. If one retirement community had, you know, 8 cases of, you know, that could make them number one because all the other ones have 2 or 3 over, or, you know, let's put it in perspective.
Right.
But you introduce this variable, that they go out for the early bird special and there's some young bird at the early bird special and given the opportunity.
I just thought that was quite interesting.
That is.
And I remember in college when I was in sociology class. I love sociology. Mm. Why I went into psychology is I wanted to be a psychologist. Little did I know.
Uh-huh.
But I love sociology. I aced all of my postgraduate work in sociology. But I remember the professor, his name was Professor Ebner. He is now a rabbi in Jerusalem, I think, or Tel Aviv.
Wow.
And anyway, he said to me that the action in research is when you find things that you don't expect.
Hmm.
And that's what we're doing here at Brand Talk with TJ McCormick, John Tantillo on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And we have on our phone a friend of the broadcast, my good friend, Vince. Vince, tell us what's on your mind, Vince.
I'm really enjoying the show again today, and I just thought I'd add one or two little comments for you.
Okay, Vince, always love it.
These seniors that are going to the early bird special, they're going to have to rename it the dirty bird special.
Very good. I love it.
And number two, I appreciate the tip to watch out for these young girls because I'm getting ready to retire in a little while. I'll have to keep my eyes out when I go to those Dirty Bird special.
Oh, Vince, come on. How do you feel about that, TJ? What's going on?
First of all, you know what? Listen, Vince, if you're in the process of looking at retirement and you're still fighting off the young ladies, that's a good thing. And also, for the purposes of all our calls, as we talk about transmitted diseases, if you're going to tell us anything about yourself, please keep it to what's on your mind. Don't tell us about what's on any other part of your body at any given point in your life. Keep it to what's on your mind.
If I could just add one more thought that might help out.
Sure, Vince.
I'm a married man, so that's a caveat to everything I'm about to say. But you have to realize that the Greeks taught the world the word for love, Eros.
Right.
But me being an Italian, it took an Italian to tell to show everybody what it meant.
Ah, look at that.
So that's why I can't help it. The young girls, they're just attracted to me. I can't help it.
Well, Vince, I love your brand. I love when you call in. You're a great guy. We love hearing from you. And thanks for calling.
Okay, guys.
Okay,
get him, Vince.
Okay, that's Vince. Why don't you give us a call? I have to tell you which one of those two I have had done to me.
Okay. All right. Now, you might have just given it away.
I've given it away. Yes, of course I've given it away. So 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. So.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
5 years
ago? 5 years ago.
When you're young at heart.
Uh-huh. Da, da, da. Anyway, I'm down at visiting my uncle. And okay. I won't mention, we were at the wake.
Oh.
And, you know, an Italian wake, you can imagine what, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So I was able, I don't even think my sister knows this, but I was able to get away from the wake, and I went to Disney World. And anyway, I go to Disney World. I just couldn't take too many Italians screaming in one room. So
my God.
I guess Vince will appreciate that. But anyway,
yeah.
I went to Disney World, and my mother was down at the wake, and right. She was, you know, very emotional because
sure.
of the situation.
Of course.
And what I decided to do, because in our family, I could, you know, I would could do this with yeah. with my mom. I could tease her. She could tease me.
Sure.
And that's another show. But
sure.
I go and ask for them to put a tattoo on my arm. One of those tattoos
yeah.
that come off after a while. And it was a
Boo.
Sun. And it was a sun. It was a sun.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, I'm going to fix my mother
you're
after
get your
all.
Mother.
Right. So I'm going to fix my mom. Because she's done a few things to me over the years. So what I did is I said, Mom, you know, I know you're upset, but I have to tell you that I got a tattoo, and I rolled my sleeve up. And she says, that's not a tattoo. That's a fake. So anyway, now the point I'm trying to make with this tattoo is that men
right.
and mostly men over the age of 60
uh-huh.
are getting tattoos.
Over the age
it
of
is
60?
It is the largest
segment
growing,
of the population. Okay.
Growing segment of the population
getting
tattoos. So I did some questioning, and some friends of mine said, well, that's to hide up all the scars that have gone on.
Yeah, right?
You know, with all the surgeries. I said, I don't know, but anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
But you see, the point of this, let's get it back to
sure.
what we do at Brand Talk, is that when I mentioned those two activities,
mm-hmm.
you would say, that's a young person's business.
Totally.
That is not really an older person's business.
Absolutely.
And that's where you have to question
right.
before you conclude.
Yeah, is it, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Is this a symptom of people looking to freshen up their brand? Are they bored of their brand? Is a guy get tired of carrying around his brand for so long, especially the personal side of it? Does he feel, I'm wondering where the psychology this comes in. Does a guy feel a need? Is it like that whole, is a tattoo now the what was a Corvette?
Could very
you know,
well be.
Is this the new midlife crisis? Is this the,
I think that's a good question. I think we should put the phone lines up. Is our tattoos the new Corvette?
Guys, if you're in that age group, or even if you're approaching that age group, even if you haven't gotten a tattoo, would a tattoo be a way, an avenue for you to express your midlife crisis? Would it be a way for you to tell the world, hey, I'm not so old. Don't go by the numbers. Look at me. Look at the book. Judge right. the book by its cover.
That's TJ McCormick. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, now if you talk to another age group,
mm-hmm.
the youngins.
Yeah.
It's not tattoos. It's body art.
Ugh.
Well, no,
ugh,
right? Okay,
that's what they call it.
That's what they call it. It's,
right.
They don't call it tattoos. That's
right.
Because
I thought you were about to get into the whole idea of, you know, there's these different kinds of piercings and tribal. Listen, they're stretching their earlobes like it's National Geographic. We're going backwards. The further we go into the 21st century, John. Kids' brands, you know what? They're literally branding themselves, John. Literally branding like a steer.
Right.
Branding themselves.
And that's where branding comes
from. In the name
of,
right.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Goodness gracious, John, the further we go into the 21st century, kids today are taking us back to the third world. We're going back to stuff that you'd see in anthropology books.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I just bring that up.
Next thing you know, we're going to see girls at the mall with stretching their necks with those rings.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
God. Oh, please. I don't know.
God forbid.
I don't know what I brought up here.
God
914-636-0110, WVOX 1460. That's TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk. We have something else. Let's move. I think we've exhausted all discussion on those two topics.
What's
but I got something else. Here
okay.
you go, TJ.
Something else.
I got something
that.
After all of that.
All right, I'm here.
Here we go.
Go ahead, baby.
And you know what we're trying to do here is we're trying to use these examples to help us go brand ourselves,
right.
Our businesses, our careers, and all of this.
Sure.
Okay. You're going to make me yawn now.
Sorry about
that.
Okay,
that's all right.
Long day.
I know what you're... Okay.
But this is perking me up now.
Okay, but this is psychology.
I'm just so glad that you didn't have a raging case of anything. Go ahead, John. I'm still coming down from the trauma. Go ahead.
Right. Go ahead. You can say it. Okay. What does President Obama...
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Did you know?
Oh.
What does President Obama and Tim Tebow have in common? 914-636-0110, Brand Talk, TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, want to hear from you, or doc@brandtalkradio.com.
I have no idea, John.
They are two brands that I believe are in trouble.
Okay.
Well, let's start first with Tim Tebow.
Uh-huh.
You know, in sports... As in life, as in politics,
right.
There's a saying, we used to say this in politics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what have you done for me,
mm-hmm.
It's what have you done for me lately.
Sure.
Tim Tebow had Denver so excited over
right.
the season.
Right.
But he did not deliver.
Right. Right, they lost. Right.
Enter!
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos.
Right.
Invited him.
Yeah, sure.
On the special, the private plane.
Right.
To visit management.
Mm-hmm.
Elway interviewed him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you think the percentage of Denver Bronco fans...
Right.
Want Denver.
Tebow who?
To do with Peyton Manning. 67% want Peyton Manning. They want to throw Tim Tebow under the bus.
They want,
this is a great example of satisfying
right.
the needs of your clients.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, and everybody is I heard some people being were upset. There's no loyalty today, and this is terrible. And all I say when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Uh-huh.
And and it's about winning.
Right.
And we all love Tim Tebow. And it has nothing to
do
with any of his things that he does on the field that is admirable and
right.
all of that.
Right.
It's that when you don't perform,
mm-hmm.
and that's the significance of what I like to call a performance brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're all basically performance brands. If we have a restaurant.
Right.
And we consistently fail to deliver, even though in the beginning we were a great restaurant.
Right.
Guess what's going to happen to the brand?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I was in a restaurant, and I'm not going to mention it, a few weeks ago, and the first time I went there, the manicotti, or I like to say it, manigot, was to die for.
Right.
And I went back.
And that's a tough thing to have to die for.
And that was a tough thing. And
sure.
I went back.
Right.
And it was horrible.
Right.
I resubmitted it.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible. Now,
how many chances do you give a restaurant, by the way?
I would say I give it three. Uh-huh. Because of the baseball.
If it's a tried and true.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. If it's,
If it's a new shot, if it's a new,
But the way they made up for it, and by the way, you're listening to Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial, WVOX, John Tantillo, TJ McCormick. We'd love to hear from you. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Unless there's attitude. Generally, attitude, no matter how wonderful the food is, trumps a bad taste in my mouth.
Right, right.
So I don't listen. I don't do that.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So Tim Tebow
is
the fellow that hasn't really, didn't really live up to the performance.
Sure.
But we all are in that box.
Sure.
In life. And which leads me to President Obama.
Uh-huh.
Now this is, I'm trying here, folks,
right,
to look at the president from a branding perspective, not from a political perspective,
right?
Because I know much more about politics than I'll ever know, and my friends that are political consultants know that.
Right.
All I'm looking at this is from a branding perspective.
Yes.
And what the president did last week was what I would call his malaise moment, his malaise press conference, much like Jimmy Carter, in which he said to the American public, high gas prices is nothing I can do anything about.
Right.
You know,
he
gets an A for honesty.
Right.
But from a marketing perspective, not very good, because people don't want to hear that.
Right.
When I made a decision to go public on my reputation, I was thinking of calling myself the marketing professor or the marketing doctor. I said to myself, I'm not going to choose marketing professor. Because people don't want to be lectured to.
Ah, very interesting.
Okay?
Right.
You can't tell people things.
Right, right.
That they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And what the president did is he did just that. It may, in fact, be true. The media, in all their wisdom, agree with him.
Right.
But the man and woman on the street do not want to believe or don't want to hear, that prices are out of anyone's control. It's just not something that they can comprehend. And with marketing, you have to satisfy needs. Roosevelt never would have done that. Franklin Roosevelt never would have done that. He would have gotten people excited and we got to come together and we got to figure out a plan.
Yeah.
And there's got to be the 8-point self-reliance fossil fuel program plan.
Right.
Something bold.
Mm-hmm.
But by saying,
you
Americans are using too much gasoline.
Right. Right.
Not good from a branding perspective.
Sure.
Never mind anything else.
Right.
But I may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. Or give us a email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. doc@brandtalkradio.com. So how do you feel about that?
I think first of all, he took a beating the last time he opened his mouth on gas and the price of gas when he told people, keep your tires inflated, get a tune-up, change the oil.
Right.
That was a joke, you know. He also, I believe, look, nothing comes out of any president's mouth without it being focus grouped, etc., etc. And I believe that he knew darn well that when Bush was taking a beating for rising gas prices, somebody like even Bill O'Reilly was out there saying, you can't hang this on the president. Presidents have very little to do with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he knew that the conservatives, this is all political brinksmanship. He knew that conservatives had just only a few years ago been circling the wagons around the former president. And so he figured, you know what, I can say there's not much a president can do about it. And, you know, when in fact there are things that the president can do about it. Also, you know, he's the person who just turned down the pipeline. You know, That's part of his brand now. Part of this guy's brand is that he turned down the construction of the pipeline.
As they like to say, TJ, The optics are all wrong.
The optics are all wrong
for him. And exactly. I agree. And I think that's... And what was very interesting is Rasmussen had a poll.
Yes.
And which they found that only 37%,
right,
agree with what the president believes in general.
Right.
I mean, you do the math. That means that two-thirds don't. Almost two-thirds don't.
Exactly.
And from a branding and marketing perspective, if I was a brand manager here,
right.
I would be very nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. You and know. A week ago, he was riding high on entirely different subjects, Rush Limbaugh and contraception, all these things, and the war on women and all these fabricated bumper stickers. Right. And his approval rating, his brand this week has a 41% approval rating.
Well, we're going to talk about our winner and loser of the week. Mm. Did you know that?
Can't wait for that.
More calls after the break.
WVOX Worldwide.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lissandra. A jury finds Virginia Tech negligent for delaying a campus warning ahead of the 2007 mass killings. The American soldier accused of shooting 16 Afghan civilians over the weekend has been flown out of Afghanistan.
We're told it's because there was not an appropriate detention facility for him in Afghanistan. That was a legal recommendation, we're told, by a senior U.S. defense official.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The soldier, who was still not identified, taken by military aircraft to a confinement facility in another country, according to the military. It's not known where the soldier was taken. Four people stabbed at an office building in downtown Columbus, Ohio. The suspect reportedly carrying three knives.
We got out just in time because we were right in that lobby just probably a minute before it happened. So we were pretty lucky.
The suspect shot by police. Three victims in critical condition, one with minor injuries. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see plenty of sunshine. High temperatures will climb close to 70. Northwest winds gust to 20. Clear skies this evening. Overnight lows falling back into the middle of 40s. Mostly sunny. Cooler weather on Thursday. Highs will range into the upper 50s. Chance of a shower and patchy fog at night. Lows into the middle of 40s. Cloudy with showers likely on Friday. Highs will range into the middle 50s. Partly sunny. Lower 60s on Saturday. Warmer weather. Middle 60s. Sunny skies on Sunday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
69 degrees in New Rochelle.
For more than 50 years, Vox Populi, the voice of the people. Heard in the land right here at AM 1460 and all over the world at WVOX.com.
The voice of Westchester, WVOX.
We're back. John Tantillo, TJ McCormick, Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. We'd love to hear about the Obama brand, whether or not the Tebow brand is under assault because of Peyton Manning. 914-636-0110. Love to hear from you. And now we're back for the second half of Brand Talk, where we're going to talk about our winner and loser of the week.
That the heck was a was
blind.
That
was a blind.
It was
that
my
just
teeth.
Went. Yes. Okay. I did not know that. And anyway, we're going to talk about our winner and loser
winner
of the
loser,
week, and
right?
then we're
going to
do our Did You Know That?
I can't wait for that.
I think you're going to
last
like
week
it
was a well, we mind
that.
Blower.
That well, that was thanks to the wonderful producer, Jonathan. He did that just for you.
Awesome.
That was a little love note to you.
Love it.
So anyway, so. Folks, each week I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own life. And so the winner, I told you a little bit about the loser, Tim Tebow, but our winner of the week is Coke and Pepsi.
Wow.
Why? Do you have any idea?
There's been a lot of jockeying recently with product launches and demographic. There's been some niche serving. Was it Pepsi was serving the male niche with a 60-calorie?
Yes, Dr. McCormick.
Yes.
Boy, you're good.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be the brand.
I know a little about a lot.
You're good, but that's not what I had in mind.
That was the proverbial pat on the head. Thanks, kid. But go ahead. Here, take this yo-yo and sit in the corner while I do the adult show.
Oh, I don't mean it. I don't mean it that way.
You should, though. That was funny. Okay. What's the story there, Mr. Smarty Guy?
Smarty Pants.
What's the story?
Well, what happened was the food police in California, your adopted home at one point in your life that now is no longer.
Right.
Okay.
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe it was in California. The food police found that the dye that was put in the caramel syrup that Coke and Pepsi use had a had some sort of a toxic toxin in it. All right. Now, you just rolled your eyes, and I just rolled my eyes. However, if they were to do nothing, that could be a major problem.
Sure. They got to do something.
Okay.
Right.
Now, remember, it was only the way it looked. In other words, what you'll see within the next a few months is a change in the color, but not in the taste.
Right.
Of those two beverages.
Right.
And what they did, and you know, in marketing and branding, what you want to do is respond quickly to a situation. Well, these two companies did exactly that. And so what they did is they assured the public that they have removed.
Right.
They had asked the vendors that supply them with the syrup to remove all of those that dye. And there you go.
Wow,
it's a marvelous, it's a simply marvelous thing.
And they're both though. This is interesting. These two behemoths of the beverage industry. They are the beverage industry. They both succumb to the same.
Yeah,
foible.
Well, you know, they didn't get defensive.
Right.
They didn't do to be or not to be.
They were smart.
All right. They
address
did the smart,
it, fix it, move on.
That's right. I mean, it really is no big deal.
Right.
And so the issue is no more.
Sure.
And that's the kind of thing that I admire as a brand guy. When you see companies respond quickly, just take no prisoners. Just move on.
It's like
on.
A recall.
Look at all the good press.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. You can. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, these auto companies, they're able to turn either a recall goes by the board and nobody's any the wiser except the portion of the population, or nobody's upset except for the people who own that mall. But in general, it either goes by, or it's, if anything, it's a positive story because they're able to put out a proactive message. Our customer safety is number one. We're going to fix it. No charge. Bring it in. It'll be done. And thank you. And we're happy to keep serving you, the public. You know, and there you go. It's an easy spin.
And that's what I try to identify each week.
Right.
Companies that do the right thing, because it's very easy to criticize.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, when you're in the arena, as I always like to say.
Yeah.
The higher you go up the tree, the more you're behind shows. So if you're in the arena,
yeah,
and you're always getting blasted, so why not show when a brand is strong,
right,
and done what they're supposed to do? So that's why I said.
Interesting.
Okay, so now on the loser side, I kind of indicated what I thought was going to be the loser in my intro, and that was Tim Tebow.
Okay.
And it looks like that Peyton Manning is going to get that job.
Right.
And as the Broncos quarterback.
Hmm.
You know, and I guess it could best be summed up by Brad Smith, who is a Denver sports columnist, that said, Tim Tebow led the Broncos to their first division title and first playoff win in more than 5 years. Yet I'm as ready as anyone else to throw Tebow overboard for the first free agent Hall of Fame quarterback who happens to saunter into town.
Hmm.
Unquote.
Wow.
All right. So, and by the way, this columnist is supported by 67% of the Denver folks. So how do you feel about this, listeners? Do you agree? Do you think the world is, it's not fair that we should throw, but Denver should throw Tebow under the bus? Let's hear from you, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Look, there's nothing wrong with Tebow being a great guy.
Right.
And
he'll do fine. That guy his brand is unassailable. His personal baggage is Louis Vuitton.
Right.
His personal baggage is Gucci. It's flawless and light and wonderful. His baggage is, this guy's brand is one of the angels.
Right.
This guy goes to a town, and he goes to Atlanta to play the Hawks or the Falcons.
Right.
He shows up, he goes to the local Ronald McDonald House and visits kids with cancer and brings them to the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy is the driven snow.
Yeah. Well, look, if I don't mention this again, I'm going to get some criticism from my handlers, and that is, this is a great example of what we call a performance brand.
I love that.
And that is that it's not what have you done for me, it's what have you done for me lately.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but that's really the world of sports.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to see a over-the-hill player anymore. Especially if you're paying $100 a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's cheap seats.
Right.
That's the nosebleeds.
That's right.
These days.
So, anyway, 914-636-0110. The takeaway here, is that great brands must act decisively.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you did not know that.
Mm. No.
You are listening to Brand Talk with John Tantillo, TJ McCormick. Love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. And did you know that we are at this at that part of our show that we do the perennial crowd favorite?
Love this.
Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That? And Did You Know That is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and, dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did you know that?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? A superstar in his own time and a literary legend today, Mark Twain personified the inventive spirit of the 19th century. Known as the father of American literature, this mustachioed genius in the white suit brought Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer to life. He was the confidant of U.S. presidents and European royalty. But he had another side, and I guarantee that you will be surprised at what you owe to Mr. Twain. You see, Mark Twain was a lover of science. He spent hours in Tesla's lab, but it was on his own that Twain devised the two inventions that affected tens of millions of lives. A collector of articles and photos, Twain wanted an easier way to store and view his collection. Then one day he had an idea, the self-pasting scrapbook. But his second invention had an even greater impact, one that Twain himself never intended. You see, Twain was convinced that there was a better way to hold up pants than suspenders. So he invented an ingenious elastic strap with clip and patented it. The invention was never used for pants, but it was used for brassieres, even to this day. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back, Brand Talk, WVOX, Tantillo McCormick, 914-636-0110. Could you say, did you know that? I bet you did not know that about Mark
Twain. Knew nothing about, I knew he was mustachioed, but I did not know that.
Yes.
Where do you go? Do you go to the Smithsonian for this information? Do you take the Acela down to
one
D.C.?
One of my favorite Mark Twain lines. Are you ready for this? We go to heaven for the climate and hell for the company. I'm sorry. It's not good to laugh at your own jokes. But I mean, that's
great.
That is a great line.
And every time I hear the title Huck Finn, I'm so scared to ever say that on radio for fear of juxtaposing the first letters.
Right.
Now don't say it because you'll mess up now that it's planted in your head.
No.
I don't dare say Huck Finn. Whoa. I feel like I'm walking a tightrope.
That's T.J. McCormick, John Tantillo. We're up for Brand Talk.
Did you know that?
And you know, what we like to do after this.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I've written some notes here.
Yeah.
So we kind of like turn it all around.
Yeah.
So there's a takeaway.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Put them up.
No. Well, I'm doing my Bert Law, my favorite comedian. I got to meet John Law one of these days. I got to have him.
Right.
On the
show. Out there.
He is out there, and I hear he's a very shy man, and I'm like a generation away. It's just funny.
Yeah.
So, but we'll try to get him on when he lives in England and he writes for, he writes for one of the big literary magazines, New Yorker.
Oh, okay.
New Yorker. 914-636-0110. If you have any feelings about Mark Twain, Tebow, Obama, venereal disease or sexually transmitted diseases in the folks over the age of 65. Give us a call, 914-636-0110. It's Brand Talk here on WVOX. So what was interesting about our friend Mark Twain is that the elastic strap and the scrapbook were how that led to the next progression of the brassiere and the strap to the brassiere. And he also did a typesetting machine. And the problem was he wasn't very good. It wasn't a very good machine.
Mm.
And he wanted to kind of innovate the way printing was done so he could do printer's books in-house.
Ah.
But that didn't work. By the time he got the whole thing straightened out, it really wasn't the best. It wasn't the best of times or the worst of times.
It was probably
one of the worst of times. But anyway, that's another author. That's another. But anyway, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm doing something. Anyway, the point I'm making is that he loved science and he loved innovation and he didn't give up.
Right.
And that's the secret when you are, what I would say, starting off a new brand, you have to have confidence. And that's something I really, and we've talked about this on our dinners, I really didn't have when I first started out the confidence that I have now.
Right.
And some people say, what makes you so confident today? But anyway, if you don't think I have, you think I'm too confident, maybe I'm making up for lost time. But anyway, it's something of how, I have evolved and how we all evolve as brands.
Sure.
And how, you're a very different, I'm a very different person now than I was when I was 50 years old.
Right.
So anyway, and it's called Go Brand, as I always used to like to say, and that's there's a book in me. I got to write this book, Go Brand Yourself.
Hey, you, go brand yourself.
Go ahead.
Go brand yourself.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about go branding yourself? And are you the same person you are today than you were 10 years ago? 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. Talking about brands, today, very topically, what came up was the closing of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Hmm.
And I can remember as a child the Encyclopedia Britannica,
sure.
But my mother chose the World Book instead.
Ah, so did we.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Now.
Yeah.
This is the secret of the World Book brand.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about.
All right.
At the time, when they were going head to head,
right,
the Britannica was considered the far superior brand. It was the Encyclopedia Britannica.
It was the Ivy League choice.
It was the Ivy League choice.
Sure.
So when Mrs. Venezia, my third grade teacher, came to Mrs. Tantillo,
right,
my mother, and I was 8 years old.
Right.
I was eight or 9 years old, and I'm there. I see Mrs. Venezia, my teacher. My mother says, "But the Britannica is a better book." I was told, and Mrs. Venezia said, "That may be true, but it was written for Johnny in mind. It was written on a level that Johnny will be able to read."
The World Book.
The World Book.
Mm-hmm.
Sold. Wow. What was also brilliant about the World Book strategy is that they hired teachers.
Wow.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, Britannica had these knuckle draggers.
Knuckle draggers.
Right? I mean, people that, I shouldn't say knuckle draggers.
Right.
They were not known. They didn't warm, there wasn't a warm place in their heart. Okay? They were just perceived as any sort of salesman.
Right.
But what World Book was able to do,
one,
from a sales perspective, they used sales and marketing beautifully.
Right.
From a sales perspective, they got into my mom's home and all the kids in the neighborhood that went to St. Matthias School in Ridgewood, Queens.
Gotcha.
And they had the list and they went to those homes and they presented it. And then they had that marvelous positioning strategy where World Book was written for their children.
That's brilliant.
And it's really made a drastic dent
in
Britannica's
isn't it Isn't it fascinating? I mean, this is stating the obvious here. Isn't it fascinating to think about how finite, and this has a lot to do with, I guess, the closing of the World Book, right, how finite and antiquated and prehistoric the notion of an encyclopedia is.
Oh, no question
it's
about it.
It's so finite.
Well,
the knowledge that fits on your on the shelf of on two shelves of your average person, whereas the internet,
right,
is so vast.
I remember being in graduate school and my professor, Dr. Primavera, dear friend of mine, still in contact with him. He's a psychologist. He said to me, "You have to understand, John," and this was 40 years ago.
Right.
Gee, my God.
Wow.
40 years ago. He said to me, "John, you have to realize that if you were in the 15th century,
right,
you could literally say you read every book that was published in the world."
Wow.
Okay? That right. You, and some people say, I still say this or believe this, that John Tantillo knows everything. You could literally, in the 15th century,
right,
say that.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
And, I mean, what you bring up is just how information just speeds.
Even a library. Even though, when I think about four walls containing knowledge, If I drive by a library, I can see that being an interesting endeavor, maybe an exercise in finding in the beginning of one's research, but compared to the vast, infinite nature of the internet,
right?
It's fascinating how right. We've come in 10 years.
That's T.J. McCormick, John Tantillo, VOX, 1460 on your AM dial, Brand Talk, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc at brandtalkradio.com. Here's another insight.
Mm-hmm.
And why, what we can learn from the Britannica closing its shop.
Right.
Brands have to satisfy needs.
Right. This is the theme every week. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
So, and a great example of, and what happens is times change. Right. And if you don't change, if you're not asking the question, what today do my customers want?
Right.
If you're not asking that question, you're going to fail. And one of the things that we did in a Did You Know That a few months back,
right,
is the Fisher Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fisher Brothers, you know who the Fisher Brothers were?
I might when you...
Okay, I like this. This guy like sets me up. It's like the layup.
Once you
the Fisher Brothers
elaborate,
were a cab company, the Fisher Cab Company.
Okay.
And when you were a young guy, did your father drive a Chevrolet or a General Motors car?
My father grew up in Chevrolet.
Okay, Chevrolet. Body by Fisher, the Fisher Cab Company. They had the foresight to understand what do my customers need.
Right.
They were in the getting a person in a carriage, no matter who drove it, whether or not it was an engine that drove it or whether or not it was a horse that drove it.
Very interesting.
Satisfying needs. And
sure,
it's those kinds of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, right. I say Tiffany. Does anyone know what Tiffany started as?
I do know this. I can't recall it, but
Tiffany started as a stationery company.
Right. I knew that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they went and they expanded their line in terms of jewelry and fine.
That's why they still sell those little knickknacks, and you're in there associating with all the baubles, and yet they have their little gift counter with these little stationaries, and you say, and you wonder how what's this even doing here? But that's interesting. That's a relic from their past,
right? So the secret, I might have mentioned this before, but I remember when what they called typeset companies. Mm-hmm. There were no Apple computers, Macintosh computers to lay out at my time, ad copy or a news copy.
Sure.
That was all done, with movable type.
Unbelievable.
And now it's all done on the computer. And I remember talking to the owner of a typeset company. Mm-hmm. Said, "What are you going to do?" Right. And he was in denial. He didn't believe it was a river.
Now,
in
did
Egypt.
Britannica join the 21st century? Is there a Britannica website to compete with Wikipedia?
Well,
are they still providing a service?
Yeah, but it's you see, it's hard. I talk about this. It's hard to break a culture.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I have a friend of mine that worked for, and I won't make one of the big publishing companies out in Garden City. I'll leave it at that.
All right.
And they wanted, you know, he was moving them to take their business directories and move it electronically. Uh-huh. They just could. The culture, what you really needed for that was a group of people who were before the books.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But the people that were there, who were book people, just couldn't make the transition.
Uh-huh.
And the lesson for you, our listeners, is that you always have to observe and always have to ask, what do my customers want, and give them products and services, not that are going to be convenient for you, but are going to be convenient for them so that they will satisfy their needs. It's all very, you know what I like to say, TJ?
What?
It's so easy when you know the language.
Wow.
So that is, that I just thought that that was a really a great thing. And I, in the remaining moments, I just have to say I had a wonderful, and I know Chris and Nick get a kick out of this when I talk about the restaurants I go to. Last night I went to the Modern. That is not affiliated with the Museum of Modern Art, but is in the same space as the Museum of Modern Art. And it was just, I took a friend of mine and we just had a wonderful.
I've been to some great places with you. Place. You know what you're doing out there.
Well, I like to say I know my restaurant.
You do, baby.
Well, folks, another week for TJ McCormick and John Tantillo.
And the tattooed John Tantillo.
And the once tattooed John Tantillo. We're going to say,
remember,
the winters are remarkably mild.
When you turn up the heat with AM 1460, WVOX New Rochelle and WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Only hours after deliberations began, a verdict just in a wrongful death case from the mass killings at